The Central Maine and Quebec Railroad is being purchased by Canadian Pacific, which supporters say is good for shipping connectivity and infrastructure. Central Maine and Quebec, the former Montreal, Maine, and Atlantic, consists of 400 miles of rail. In Maine, it has lines from Millinocket and Searsport that converge at Brownville, then head westward into Quebec toward Montreal, where it connects to Canadian Pacific lines. Canadian Pacific is excited by the purchase, in part because it will now have direct access to the deep water port at Searsport. Our regular Morning Edition host, Erwin Gratz, spoke with John Nass, who runs the Maine Port Authority, and who says the deal is going to be good for Maine as well.
I'm incredibly excited about this deal. It is really good news for Searsport. What it's going to do is give Searsport more options to be the port, either importing or exporting product from all over the world, and being able to deliver it anywhere in North America via rail.
Let's go back and do a little background about Searsport. What kind of facilities are there now, and what kinds of goods flow through that port now?
It's what's called a bulk facility, so that differs from a container facility, where these are products that are shipped in bulk. Things like wood products, chemicals, iron ore, anything that really takes up some volume. The great news about that is that's what's perfect for rail shipping as well.
Now, some goods do move out of that terminal now by rail, correct? So what's going to change here?
Options. The connection now with the CP, which is a Class 1 railroad, that connection allows us to get all the way to the Pacific coast and all destinations in between.
CP does intersect with the Quebec and Central Maine Railroad now, does it not?
It does, and the difference is the connections. So if you have one rail line, it's a much smoother and, frankly, cheaper operation because you don't have as many middlemen tapping into that logistical supply chain.
So any kinds of new business that you can see that will flow through Searsport, perhaps as a result of this?
The neat thing about the Canadian Pacific is the fact that they have a great deal of existing business. And some of that business is currently going to other ports, Montreal, Quebec. And this now positions Searsport to handle some of that business. Shippers will have options. In many instances, it might be closer to get to Searsport than those other ports. And that matters in logistics. And one neat thing is special project cargo. So these are very large objects. Some of the ones might be like a paper drying machine or heavy machinery. And some of that currently goes all the way to Houston. And the fact is, with the Canadian Pacific, it has the clearance all the way to Canada, all the way to Montreal, and then all the way across North America to handle very large objects. If this was containers, they talk about double stacking containers. It has that capacity. But really, these big, what we call special project cargo, will now have a new destination and options.
So when you say clearance, in other words, for something that large, Canadian Pacific doesn't have any low overhanging bridges or anything covering its rail lines.
Large objects and low bridges don't work well together. The clearance would be the capacity to handle large objects on the railroad.
I know the state has eyed Searsport for years, looking for it to be more than it is, to get more business for it. Is this any more guaranteed to generate more business for Searsport than other efforts the state has tried to make over the years?
This is really about the existing capacity at Searsport and making sure that we're maximizing the state and private investment there. The business at Searsport has been pretty good lately. This really will make sure that that crane that we've purchased, the state purchase there, is used to its full utilization. It's all about options, and logistics is about shortening your supply chain, making your connections as smooth as possible, and this certainly helps with all those efforts.